Thank you for being here and participating. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Amy Mazur, and I am a co-facilitator of this particular group with Sarah Welsh, my co-facilitator, who is also my support here as we navigate the Zoom call. You may notice, if you've been on these calls before, that our fearless leader, Lisa Lorraine Smith, from NJHSA, is not on the call today. She has multiple responsibilities, so we're really trying to do this on our own. So apologies in advance for any technical difficulties, and thank you for the woman behind the screen, NJHSA, who's going to be helping us, Elisa, with any questions we have. As you know, every month we get together to talk about issues that are pertinent to workforce development professionals in Jewish communal organizations, JVSs, JFSs, any sort of organization and that's related to or members of NJHSA. And we're in a particular moment in time at this particular juncture where we wanted to make sure that we provided opportunities, certainly in this call, to share a lot of different things. So today's call, we've had one call since we all went virtual, not just on these calls, and that was a valuable chance for us to get together about a month ago to talk about what's going on and what we're feeling and seeing, and we wanted to provide an additional opportunity today to do that. So the plan for our call today is basically to introduce everyone, have a chance to introduce themselves. If you'd like to, you're not required to, but we'd love to hear from you. Just to say where you're from and your name and where you're from, which organization, and just a little bit about your role so that everybody can at least know who's on the call. Then we're going to have a chance to do what we're going to call sort of more of a personal check-in on yourself, how you are doing, how you're managing these days in your role. Then we're going to have a chance to talk about what's going on in your organization in terms of protocols and procedures. Think how you're providing services, suspending services, creating plans for services, how you're working with clients and staff around your current service delivery. And then we're going to have a chance to talk about future thoughts and plans. What are you thinking about? What are you preparing for? What is your organization saying about the future? So we're going to give you a chance to talk personally, organizationally, and then for the future. So we'll just have, and we'll be sort of keeping tabs on that so that we can get through. We're also going to provide you with some resources at the end, and Sarah's going to be taking copious notes, so we'll be able to give you back information that may be useful that we share today. So we really welcome your participation. And because of what's happening in the current climate of with COVID-19, the workforce development aspect of NJHSA is very critical in thinking about the future because of all the economic issues and uncertainty that we're finding is happening. So we're also going to be a focus group, if you will. As we generate ideas in this group, we have been asked to bring those forward with the possibility of helping other aspects of NJSA think about these issues with regard to the work that they're doing. So we're seen as a resource for the greater NJHSA organization to help them think about and train and make sure that they're covering all the issues that need to be addressed around what's happening in this current world. So we welcome all your ideas at any point in this call and future calls, but that's just something I wanted to let people know is happening as well. So I can start.
Amy, do you want to go ahead and call on people too? Because that way people aren't going to all be trying to talk at the same time. I'm going to unmute everyone, but after you talk, do you want to just call people by name so that way?
Yes, that's okay, a great idea, Sarah. I will call you by name or phone number if I can't see your name on your screen. Okay, so I'll start my name is Amy Mazur. I am in Boston. I work with JVS Boston, and I am a career counselor. So my primary function is to help people clarify their focus and direction and work with individuals and groups. And I have been involved with this group for a while and happy to be co-facilitating and part of the discussions that go on. And maybe I will start with I'll do my personal check-in. So each person will have a chance to do that too. And we need to make them brief so that we can get through and then keep going with the other topics. But we do want to hear from people. So I am finding that this new way of working is sort of two-pronged for me. One part of it is incredibly stressful in terms of the amount of ramping up I have to do in terms of learning technology really quickly. And I need integration time, and it's difficult for me to kind of learn it and have all these new systems kind of coming at me. And that's been very stressful for me because I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm getting better, but it's complicated. At the same time, I have moved my clients to virtual, and I was doing face-to-face primarily. And I have been pleasantly surprised at how incredibly powerful the phone and the Zoom or the Teams or the Skype has been working for me. I have used Skype before, I have used phone, but I feel like there's a certain amount of intensity, and maybe that has to do with what's happening in the world. I feel like I'm just more focused and more engaged and more connected to the clients that I'm working with. I'm sure it has to do with what's going on out in the world, but I've just noticed that and wanted to share that in terms of how I'm managing. That has been very gratifying, and I feel like I've been doing some good work with clients. So that's me. Sarah, why don't you go next, and then we'll go from there.
I'm Sarah Welch. I'm the director of JFCS Career Development Center in Pittsburgh, and I have been getting much better. Every week seems to be a little bit better with working from home. I feel really blessed to have the team that I work with, and just, you know, working daily to like balance the whole professional and mom vibe. So
good. Thank you. Okay. I'll go right down the list. 727-514-4033. Do you see that?
Hello.
Sure.
I work with Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services in Florida. And the program directly that I work for helps parents who have to pay child support to find employment. And working from home has brought about some challenges working with staff and working with clients. But overall, they're excited to have, you know, contact with someone still, and being able to get referrals for employment and finding resources available to them within the area. So it's still good to have that contact with them. So that's worked out great.
Thank you.
Great. Say your first name again. I missed it.
My name's Tracy.
Tracy, great. Thanks, Tracy.
Sure.
Glad to have you. Okay. Thank you for jumping right in.
Tracy, from where?
Gulf Coast.
Gulf Coast.
Right.
Christy Quinn.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christy, and I am with Jewish Family and Career Services in Louisville, Kentucky. I am the manager of the Career Services Department. So we've just been kind of doing the same as everybody else, transitioning to remote work. Everything is done virtually by Zoom or by phone call. Like Sarah, I think the biggest challenge is balancing working at home full time and having a 5-year-old in the home at the same time, and trying to not let her watch a ton of TV all day, but balancing that. But I think, again, our team is doing really well. We actually have daily check-ins, which initially I thought might be overkill, but I found that our team really appreciates that. And even if we don't have a ton of things on the agenda, it's good to just touch base and see each other's face and check in emotionally as well as professionally.
Thanks, Christy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lois Lieberman. Lois.
Yeah, hi. I think I'm the only Canadian in this group today.
Yeah.
You're another Canadian amongst us? No. Okay. So we're a few weeks behind you, and certainly our numbers are not anywhere astronomical as the U.S. and I can only say as a Canadian with a lot of American friends and family, I extend my condolences to what's going on in the United States. We are way behind you by weeks. Our numbers are nothing to sneeze at, clearly, but nothing that comes close to approximate what the United States is going through. So with that being said, we are doing very well. I've been at this at home using the technology for longer than most in Canada because I had surgery in February. And so I was recuperating from surgery and ended up going back to work after 3.5 weeks at home, which was good because at that time where you are. So all our essential service organizations are open. Everything else is closed in Canada. So I'm the director of employment and business. I probably should have said that. And I've been with the organization for many years. And so I don't know if you can see, but there is gray hair underneath all this curl. So that's a story here. We are doing very well. We are completely working remotely and have been for weeks and weeks. It's 6 weeks now that we've been working remotely. For me, it's over 8. And we're doing very well. We have no intake to speak of in terms of looking for jobs because there are no jobs out there. However, ironically, there are jobs. And we've actually placed a few people in jobs in the past 2 weeks. I mean, the number is tiny, but even one is a celebration at this point. Layoffs are coming and have come for many. It's growing by the day. Our biggest hit on the employment side are people in a government program that is over 45 plus. So people that are older than 45, and I'm going to say 55 pretty much, anybody over 50 roughly or 55 are having a much harder time or getting laid off immediately and probably will be the hardest to get back. So that's our biggest hit. Mm-hmm. Our younger, 30s, 40s, there are jobs out there. Few and far between. That's our state. We're functioning completely online and have been doing this for a long time, and everybody has become a Zoom expert now, or at least a functionally Zoom. I find the face-to-face through Zoom much more effective than telephone, because when you're talking to clients or even colleagues, you create a lot in the face and the demeanor, and I think that's very important for our frontline service people. We have taken cuts in salaries across the board, and we've had several layoffs, nothing to compare to what's going on with you. So far we're doing well. And our government has been very strong about closing things down. Small businesses, nobody's at work, only essential services, and you have to qualify for essential services. And the money's coming as well, which is very good. That's it.
Okay, thank you. So thank you, Lois. I'm going to ask folks to do a couple of things. We need to keep them short just so we can get everybody in. And also, we are interested in hearing about your personal situation first. So tell us what's going on for you, how you're feeling about the current situation. So I'm going to call on 1-203-274-3656.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is it?
Yes. This is Allison Zurr. I work for Jewish Family Services of Silicon Valley. I was kind of like thrown into things because I just got back from maternity leave. I have a newborn. And so it's been a bit overwhelming, but luckily I'm able to work from home, setting up Zoom meetings as well and phone calls, catching up with donors. And there's a lot of work to do because our gala was postponed, perhaps canceled, but for now postponed. So there's a lot of people to follow up with, a lot of letters to write. So keeping really busy. My hands are full. But we're also just really thankful because people have been picking up their phones more than usual, which makes things easier.
Good. Great. Thank you.
Welcome.
Debbie. Debbie Silver.
Okay. I'm Debbie Silver, and I'm the supervisor of the Career Counseling Department at JVS Human Services in Detroit. So things are not so great in Detroit in so many ways. In terms of a personal check-in with me, so our agency had a furlough, the vast majority of our staff, including all the career counselors, except for, we have one person that runs a summer internship program called Join, so she's not furloughed. So currently, I'm the only actual career counselor working because I'm a working supervisor. So it's been really interesting working just by myself. That's just not my normal mode. I like being around other people. We have gone virtual. We went virtual, oh my gosh, it seems like so long ago now, but probably 6 weeks ago. Yes, this format works really well. I've become also a Microsoft Teams expert until it doesn't work, which it happens here and there. The platform has worked amazingly well with clients. I've been really pleased, and it's kind of fun to learn something new and do it in a different way. So I've enjoyed that. Really, I can do all of the career counseling process now virtually, sharing screens and that kind of thing. And the other only other comment I have is really all the career counseling clients I'm seeing are quite stressed. And so I am having to incorporate in some mental health counseling with them. My actual degree is social work. I'm a clinical social worker, thank goodness. So I've done a lot of stress management techniques with clients. And especially here in the Detroit area, we are seriously locked down, shelter in place, much like California. So, you know, people are very stressed. And a lot of my clients have lost people in their families. They've had deaths.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jennifer Krapfe.
So I'm Jennifer Krapfe. I am the supervisor for career services at JCFS Chicago. So as a check-in for me, I'm doing okay. We're also almost fully online and offering services that way. I've been happy with how that has kind of ramped up and what we've been able to do and offer sort of in this amount of time. We've been close to clients and visitors, and we've been home now for a little over a month.
Jennifer, are other people having trouble hearing it? You're going a little bit in and out. Is there a way to speak maybe closer to the?
Yeah, sure. I was just saying we've been close to visitors and home now for a little over a month, but have been really happy with how that's kind of ramped up and how the services have gone. And working from home has been good. I also have a little one; she's 3 and a half, so that is a fun challenge, but it's enjoyable too. So,
yeah, good. Thanks. Did I do 716-812-7877 yet? Who's that?
Hi, everybody. It's Lisa August. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, Lisa. Yeah.
Hi. Okay. I'm Lisa August. I'm Career Services Program Manager at Jewish Family Service in Buffalo. Our career services staff is working offsite. The agency is only open for the mental health counselors and our administrative staff. So we're holding up okay. I think our department is 4 people, me and 3 guys that all have different duties. And I don't know, our well emotionally has been running a little dry. For me personally, in addition to the work that I do for JFS, which primarily focuses on career counseling and program development, I also teach a public speaking class at Canisius College. And having to convert a full curriculum of public speaking remotely, plus doing everything I need to do with the 80 or 90 clients I have, has me a little wrung out. I'm a pretty resilient person, but you know, day to day, I feel a little bit differently. So just keeping it real. some days are great. I love being in my house, love being with my husband. We have a very quiet household, and he works remotely. We do it very well. But sometimes all of the duties and the detail for all of the duties just wrings me out.
Thank you.
That's all for now.
Thank you for keeping it real. Thank you. Okay. 1-908-240-4024. Who's that? Oh, did we just lose them? I scared them away. Are they there?
Let's move on to the next one. We can come back.
Okay, Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Shoemaker. I work at JVS in Boston. With Amy and others who are on today, we are pretty much 100% remote and have been so for about 6 weeks. We're in the middle of our peak here in Massachusetts. I work on an anti-poverty initiative funded through Combined Jewish Philanthropies, and I'm the employment part of that. There are other social service agencies, Jewish social service agencies that are involved with other parts. I think I was completely overwhelmed in the beginning with the technology and trying to reach everyone and trying to get everybody to respond to me and support my case managers who are really on the front line and in a much more difficult situation than I am. Then I felt like I really got my sea legs. And then recently, I'm starting to feel overwhelmed again. So don't know quite what that's about. Maybe I just can't sustain it. You know, forever, that's probably what it is. We probably won't go back till June at the earliest is what I'm guessing. I think one of the most difficult things is we don't have good job choices, and I have a couple people who have to work, and so they're faced with making choices about what's the least dangerous for them, which is a very challenging and painful place to be. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to be on with colleagues and see other people who are also dealing with the same issues. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Carolyn, for giving that aspect. Jake Sugarman.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jake Sugarman. I also work at JVS Boston, and I manage projects that our agency delivers to outside organizations, businesses, schools, things like that. And I get to work with some pretty awesome people, three of whom are on this call right now, which is awesome. So honestly, I'm taking it day by day. Some days are good. Some days I'm overwhelmed. Some days I, you know, start in one end and then escalate and then I'm back down again and then, you know, so on and so forth. But at this point, just taking it one day at a time.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's finish up the Boston crew. Judy Sachs.
Hi. I'm thrilled to see my JBS Boston colleagues and everybody else on here. I'll be very brief. For me, I had transitioned to part-time employment after over 30 years, and so the transition to working from home hasn't been as jarring for me, strangely enough. I agree with everybody else that getting used to the, you know, log me in and Teams, and the first week I was totally exhausted from just trying to learn new things. But I also have I'm now the Jewish community liaison for the agency, and so I don't deal with clients. I don't have that level of additional stress listening and trying to be supportive to clients. I salute all of you who do. So I'm muddling through. It's a new challenge for me. I love new challenges as long as I can, you know, function.
Thank you. Thank you, Judy. Okay, Jason, you've been on for a long time, so thank you for waiting, and it's your turn.
Not a problem. Jason Charnas, I'm the Director of Business and Career Services at JVS in Detroit. And fortunate to work with Debbie. I know she mentioned we've had to furlough many of our staff at this point. Of the 9 employees in the department, 3 are currently working, plus myself, which adds to a challenge in some ways. It's never easy to have to do that. Fortunate that we've got some unemployment and the CARES Act to be able to keep people relatively whole. Personally, this is really an interesting time for me. I've been with JVS now for about 5 months, and just as I was getting the swing of it and looking forward to what we were going to do into the future, really now totally different about what that future is going to look like in the department. I imagine, like many of you, there's going to be a lot of changes, some subtle, some likely pretty significant. And with so much unknown, the place that we're working through right now.
Thank you. Pam, thank you for being on for so long too.
Hi, I'm Pam. I work in Pittsburgh at JFCS Career Development Center with Sarah. I'm a career consultant, so I'm working directly with clients. Personally, things are going okay. My husband works from home, but I have 2 teenagers working from home, so it's a lot of people in one house all day long. And unfortunately, you know, you can only go outside for so long to get away because it's cold here. But the technology, like everyone else, it's a learning curve, but in some ways, I think it's brought people together in other ways across the agency more. The meetings are more often. It used to be we'd have like monthly meetings. Now that we're having sort of weekly meetings, you get to talk with people you normally don't see on a regular basis. So that's one of the positives.
Great. Thank you. Sandra.
Hi, Sandra Leshaw from JFCS in Teaneck, New Jersey. So I guess I'll do personal first. I'm fine. I don't have little kids at home anymore, although I'd like my big kids to come home and visit. Unfortunately, they can't. It was a very quiet Seder all around. As far as technology, I've just been using Zoom. I was interested to hear more about, Debbie said something about Microsoft Teams. I'd love to maybe connect offline and learn a little bit about that.
Sure.
We've been using Zoom across the board. And so once you learn it, there's no learning curve anymore, but it sounds like people may be using some other different resources that we're not at this time. And it's my husband also works from home, and he's downstairs and I'm upstairs, so everybody's happy. We meet for lunch and dinner and drinks. It's lovely. As far as JFCS in Teaneck, we're only open 2 days a week, and there are, I think, 3 people in the office on those days, and that's just covering senior services and food pantry and a receptionist, and the rest of us are all working from home. Our therapists are doing teletherapy, and from what I understand, 80 to 90% of the clients are utilizing that, and it's going fairly well. Mm-hmm. We're also doing weekly meetings, which is interesting because in the past it took us so many weeks to get a meeting with everybody who was available. And usually out of our 8 directors, 2 of them couldn't be there, 3 of them couldn't be there. Now every week, everybody's there. It's amazing. And it's a great check-in. So it's really, you know, making lemonade out of lemons. And I'd love to do a little retail therapy. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Thank you. I realize this is going on for a while in terms of the group got bigger as we started introductions, but I have to say I find it really helpful to hear what people have to say and to share and to sort of give their perspectives. But I do want to also be conscious of time. We have a few more people to introduce, so if you would keep your comments just brief about where you're from and what you're personally going through, that'd be great so we can get on to some of the things we want to talk about. But I want to give everybody a chance. So Laura Walter, go ahead. You want to speak for a moment? And see what's
yes. Going? Hi, I'm from Houston, Texas with Jewish Family Service. I'm manager of employment services. and we are mostly working from home. I am. My husband is in the study. I'm in the dining room. And it's going well. We're using Zoom also. I've been on other meetings with Microsoft Teams, and it seems to be good also, so either platform. And we're trying to think ahead of what's going to happen when people do start going back to work and their jobs aren't there, and where they're going to be, and what kind of jobs are we going to be able to help people find, and retraining, automation, and things like that, so that people maybe are going to, if their jobs do go away, what are they going to be able to do long term?
Yeah, good. So we're going to come back to those sort of future questions. Great, thank you. I know those are on people's minds for sure. Okay, so let's see. Nine oh eight, two four oh four oh two four. Is that person's back? Who are you and where are you from? How are you feeling personally? Oh, you know what? That person doesn't look like they have a. I don't see a microphone. So if you want to chat with us in the chat,
can you?
Oh, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, all right. This is Elise Prezan with the JFS in Somerville, New Jersey. So we are, the whole agency is working remotely. I think I've pretty much adjusted to that, except for some glitches, obviously, with the phone. But other than that, I'm running some Zoom groups and have two adult children at home, but everybody kind of has their corner of the house. My husband's working for an essential business, so he actually is still going into work. But we're all doing pretty well.
Great, thank you. 727-514-4033. Do we hear from that person? Who's that?
Yes, we heard from you. I was first.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Then we have, did we hear from Leah?
Leah Wing.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. I was multitasking a little bit, to be honest. Are we still doing the personal and professional?
I'm just having people say their name, where they're from, and just a quick word about how you're doing personally.
Well, I'm Leah Wing. I'm from Jewish Family Service of Colorado. Personally, I'm doing fine. It's actually my birthday, so celebrating an odd birthday.
Happy birthday.
I have a few other people that I'm quarantined with, roommates and a dog, a black lab, to keep me busy with lots of hikes, so we're doing as well as possible.
Good. Well, kind of an odd birthday for sure, but glad you're with us and sharing it. Elizabeth, I think you were the last one, so if you would end with just who you are and just a quick how you're doing, and then we'll get into the other parts of the conversation.
Elizabeth White, I'm the author of 55 Underemployed and Faking Normal. I'm doing well and enjoying what I call the freedom from striving. And, the quick thing I would say as we get into the second wave of layoffs, where it's not just low-wage workers, it's now higher-skilled workers, will the conversation shift now with more understanding of people who've had long-term employment before this crisis? Will we start to have a different conversation as people go through that themselves, or not? And I'll stop there.
Thank you. And welcome, Elizabeth. Always good to have you participate with us. Some of you may remember Elizabeth on another call, and we hope to have her back to actually present. So thank you all for sharing and taking the time. If I miss someone, raise your hand in the chat box, and I will, if we didn't have a chance. And again, as I said, I was We have a lot of people on this call, but I feel like in this particular time, it's really important for people to know each other and to just check in with each other and to see how you're doing, because there's just so much going on that can affect how we do our work every day. So thank you for your indulgence in letting everybody talk about what's going on for them, which I think was really important. So I would like to shift the focus a little bit to how everybody is managing their services, or what kinds of protocols and procedures, how they're doing the services, anything that you creating new services, kind of how you're shifting the focus of old services or current services, how you're working with clients and staff around these services. I did want to take a moment, and perhaps people can put this in the chat box. I forget who was commenting about, maybe it was you, Pam, someone about Teams and wanting to know more about that. But if people would just name some of the programs that they're working with. I know we have, and again, people could name them in the chat room. We have Zoom. We're all becoming, you know, experts. We have Teams. Some of us are using Microsoft Teams, and I can talk, JVS, we can speak to that. I think it's been a really valuable tool, and there's more to learn. So we could talk to any of our JVS folks about that. Probably Jake is our best expert on that. But then there's LogMeIn that people are using. There's Teams, there's Zoom. And again, if you have others that you want to name in the chat box, or if you want to raise your hand to just name it, I just want to say what the systems are, and then we'll move on to the protocols and procedures. But if people want to share those, and then at the end of this, as I said, I'm going to send out some materials for people and resources. We can name some of these things too, if you want to learn more. We're actually also using something called Calendly. People know about that for scheduling clients and people to come in, use our services. So that's another one we have. What am I missing, JVS Boston folks? You can, if I have one that I didn't mention. Okay, good. So people, looks like people are saying things.
Has anybody had any luck with like some kind of format where they can, people can securely send personal documents? Like social security numbers or social security cards, or has anybody had any success with any specific programs there?
Hi, Lisa, this is Lisa from Buffalo. Our state vocational rehab unit is using Microsoft Teams and sending us secure email that way. Mm-hmm. And I know our agency also has a secure email mechanism, but I don't know how it works, but I could find out and send that out to everybody. But those have both worked really well. And you don't have to be on, I guess, I mean, I'm not on Microsoft Teams, but it's been no problem for me to open those. But I think that for most of us that have enterprise software in the office, you should be able to get hooked up on that pretty easily.
Great. So others that were mentioned in the chat box were FaceTime and OLARC, yes. OLARC. So those are mentioned. And you know what? At the risk of hearing everyone's background noise, I wonder if we should just unmute everyone, and then if you would just self-mute so that we could. Can you do that, Sarah?
Everybody is unmuted. They're all self-muted. Yeah.
Okay, great. So just be mindful of that, because then you can unmute yourself if you have something to say, or put it in the chat. Okay. People can see FaceTime, we said. Facebook is being used. Lots of different tools here. We're getting very creative technologically. What about programming? Anybody have either thoughts or programs or protocols that they're putting into place? I think, you know, we've done some really interesting things at JVS with our Career Center connection. And I think I would probably defer. Jake, would you like to speak just a minute about what we've done with the drop-ins? Do you want to say just a word about that? Go ahead and take a minute to say something about that, because I think it's pretty unique, and I think we're the only one in the state doing it, the only career center in the state. Yeah.
Yeah, we're the only contract we have with Mass Hire Downtown Boston, one of the state career centers. We're our career center located at JVS Boston. It's the only career center in the entire state of Massachusetts that's actually open for services right now, and we're offering everything 100% remote. So one of the things that we've created is a chat feature where customers can reach out to JVS and Mass Hire to get information about jobs, to get information about unemployment, to get connected to different services that we have available. We also have a chat specifically for employers, where employers here in Massachusetts who are interested in hiring individuals can connect directly with the employer team here at our agency to get the ball rolling and to potentially match our own clients to different jobs in the area. We also just rolled out a talent match portal where individuals and case managers can upload resumes directly to our site and potentially be matched to employers who have also reached out to us to get people into some of the jobs that have a significant need right now. Let's see, we also have entire pages dedicated to unemployment. I don't know if the unemployment agencies and all of the other areas that you guys are at are having the same issue where no one can get a hold of them. So we're the only career center in Massachusetts that has any information where we can potentially match people with the things that they need. And we have staff on hand who are experts who have been able to get the ball rolling to make sure that people get the benefits they need at these very difficult times. We also just rolled out this week one last piece where individuals can sign up for 30-minute appointments with a career coach. And it goes through Calendly, one of the programs we use. And Calendly matches that individual with a career coach that has an opening on a certain day and time. And then that way they can get face-to-face or over remote work or a phone call or an email where they can really connect with someone and get the things that they need. So we've spent the last 4 to 6 weeks really, revamping the way that we deliver our services, going from face-to-face to complete 100% remote. And I have to tell you, the staff at JVS has been phenomenal. We really, stepped it up and really done great work on top of the fantastic work we're already doing. So kudos to all of you in this room from JVS Boston, but also to the rest of our team. So we got a lot going on. We're very busy.
Yeah. Thanks, Jake.
No problem.
Yeah. So other. Yeah, it's been an exciting time, obviously stressful, but really tremendous programming and things put into place.
Can I ask a quick question to Jake?
Sure.
I find it interesting when you say you guys are doing career counseling. I feel a little stilted in doing regular career counseling now, because other than telling people, work on your resume, get it all ready, do some learning, do some online learning and maybe certifications. And other than jobs that are really, Amy said before, potentially dangerous being out there and delivering and all of that, what can you give me a sense of what the undercurrent is that you're sharing with new clients?
Typically, what we have, in addition to, some of the services, we have an entire page dedicated to the employers in this area in Greater Boston and in Massachusetts that are hiring during this time. So those employers are anywhere from hospitals to, CVS, Target, Walmart, the Amazon. So anything that could potentially put individuals at risk. But at the same time, it's the information's out there so that people can really make their own choices. And the career counselors at JVS, the career coaches, they're really, they're really being aware, hyper aware of what individuals are able to do. Mm. We also have links to remote work that some organizations and businesses here in Boston are offering. Right. So we're really, even though it's only like a 30-minute conversation, what's happening is there are individuals who are at least getting someone they can talk to. And, you know, right now it's so hard even to, you know, to, for extroverts like me, any opportunity to talk to someone is like a breath of fresh air. So even having that 30 minutes to talk to a person, to see them, to even like converse with them, makes all the difference. And I think that was the primary thinking behind going 100% remote, where even if we can just point people in the direction of certain jobs that might be open, or if we can give them advice, even just be someone to talk to, that right. was the ultimate goal, was right. to okay. you know, provide as many services as possible while also being that face-to-face
yeah.
that people mm-hmm. need right now, which, you know, I'm coming from, I started working at JVS about 3 months ago myself. Before that, I was in workforce development, working with the homeless population.
Wow.
So, you know, coming from that group where, you know, they're vulnerable and there's all sorts of issues with what's going on right now and some of the social emotional issues that pop up as well for individuals who suffer from homelessness.
Right.
Right now, what's going on with our own climate, the social emotional issues are rising. And, you know, sometimes that face-to-face, even if it's 30 minutes, just speaking to someone can mean a lot to someone right okay. now. So you know, the whole goal was to make sure we could at least offer that, if anything.
Right. So I see Judy. Thank you. Thank you. I see Judy. Judy would like to speak, but I want to piggyback very quickly on what Jake just said and sort of support that in terms of what your question was, Sandra, because I think, you know, we have a really strong commitment to, when you think about the counseling element of career counseling, I think it really is about the connection. And so, so that's really kind of the undercurrent of a lot of what we're thinking about here, is making the connection and building the relationship and then helping with the coaching that needs to be done. So that's really sort of how we're thinking about, yeah, that sort of, you know, personally, I'm doing a little bit of a different work with my clients around some deeper counseling stuff, but primarily the focus at JVS Boston and our career center is really thinking about how to make connections to help people move forward, because they feel they do need that connection to get going.
Okay,
Judy Sachs, and then we want to let other, we don't want Boston to dominate, but let's go ahead.
No, I'll just be very brief. No question that jobs are hard to come by now and people are scared, but I have, I get the agency, the career centers, I got a job forms that everybody on the career center staff gets. And today, starting Wednesday, April 22nd, somebody is working for the City of Boston Emergency Management Department, training and exercise regional planner, whatever that means, 40-hour permanent job at $67,000. So obviously this must have been in the works. You know, I don't know any of the details, but there are some people who have skills apparently that are perfect for this crisis. So people are still in need of support, and indeed some are actually able to succeed even in the short run.
Thank you.
I wanted to comment. This is Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing regular career counseling still during this time period, and it's kind of interesting because what we found in the past, and it's starting to happen now, is people are calling us while they're home, working from home or furloughed, saying, I want to figure out what I want to do next because I didn't like what I was doing anyway. Good. And now I actually kind of have the time to work on some career counseling, whether it's during the workday or immediately after I'm done working or while I'm not working at all. So we are seeing some requests come through like that, and I'm expecting we'll receive more and more of those as people sort of unfreeze a bit in this area. They've been our requests were down for the last few weeks, not surprisingly, just because people are so frozen in place here.
I think that's a great point. I think that's a great point, Debbie. And I think things are going to shift. And I think you're right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Sarah, you wanna say goodbye, or in case
I've just got to hop on another meeting, but I definitely agree with what Debbie's saying about trying to push people out of their comfort zone and out of their frozen position to really think about using this time to better themselves for a future career, whether it be an educational opportunity or doing some legwork into research for employers that they're interested in or industries that they're considering transitioning to. So yeah. Career counseling is still such a necessary, I mean, obviously I'm biased, but career counseling is such a necessary vehicle for helping people move out of poverty and into the middle class. So
yeah. Yep. Thanks. I have to leave too. Sorry.
I have a question.
Well, thank you both. Yes.
For the career counseling, are you using testing for the people? We're having people also come in and say, you know, this is a great time for me to leave. They were, and right. It gives them a good excuse to leave. What, any kind of testing or assessments that people are using?
Yeah. Oh, Christy, you can tell them. You use so many.
Well, we've actually scaled down quite a bit, but we have, we do 5 assessments and all of them are done online. So we do Myers-Briggs, StrengthsFinder, and then a few other interest surveys. That's one's called the Jackson. I don't remember all the acronyms, JVIS. And then there's one called the Campbell Interest Survey.
Do these cost, or do the people have to pay for them?
Yeah, this is a paid service for us. So we like to combine it in a holistic way so that they take 5. We do a nice combination of interest surveys so that we can eliminate any of the like weird outliers that might come out in some of the interest surveys. And then we kind of wrap it together in a program so that they have a follow-up session to review the results and then like a planning session afterwards to then start to really think about the next step.
Okay, and how much do y'all charge?
So the whole program starts with a consultation where they start with our career counselor, then the assessments, and then 2 follow-up sessions. The total investment's $400. We are looking at discounting that. Since we are remote right now, one of the costs associated with the assessments, usually people would come in. We wanted them to kind of take the tests in like a controlled environment. And so then, you know, one of our career services team would have to kind of be there to help assist the client. Well, now that that's out, we're thinking about maybe rolling back the price a little bit just because we do have a pretty strong fee-for-service model for our department. We do have some grants as well, but thinking about the future, we might be in a situation where not a lot of people can afford anything. So
that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we are too. And we, what I was going to share just very quickly is that as we're kind of thinking about transitioning what we normally do, we're kind of taking a pause as a department, still helping our clients that come in, but we're holding weekly listening sessions for our clients. We're fortunate that we have career services and family services under the same roof. So we have a weekly Zoom meeting where our clients can come in. They can talk to a career counselor and a mental health counselor. And we want it to be a space where they can just talk openly about their concerns, their anxieties, their experiences, what they're going through, if they're applying for unemployment, what that's like. You know, it's been really beneficial so far. We've only had it for 2 weeks now, but it's starting to grow. And we've definitely seen just that reassurance, I think, that people need that they're not alone. So it kind of is, as we're talking about how important it is to be able to just talk to somebody, to see somebody's face. You know, I think for our clients as well, it's getting them out of that isolated place and being able to bounce ideas off each other. You know, I was thinking about doing this certification. What do you guys think? So far that's really been going well. And I think they're very excited to have a mental health counselor because we know that a lot of those issues dovetail with mental health. And of course, that's right now.
That's great. So Christy, are you doing that through Zoom? Are you doing
we
that?
We do it through Zoom, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great.
We're doing a weekly community meeting also on Fridays, and it's started off slow, but I think it's going to start growing now.
Yeah, that's how ours has been, too.
Just answering the same questions. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I have a 1 o'clock client.
Okay.
Meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura, for participating. Laura had asked a good question, which I want to segue into this conversation a little bit for the last part of our call, which is about the, you know, what are we thinking about? So Laura, you, before you get off, can you just rephrase what you had said, like what's next? And then I know Elizabeth said something, and then there were other people. I want to kind of move to where are the questions?
So,
go ahead.
So I'm concerned that clients, some people are going to go back to work and their jobs are going to stay the same. But because I don't think people are going to be rushing back to do everything, and here in Texas, oil industry, is the bottom has fallen out. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have probably a lot of middle managers, again, like we had in the recession, being just laid off, and they're going to say, we don't know when you're coming back. And we know that also, because people now are doing more automation, there are going to be jobs that are going to go away. Yeah. And I think eventually waiters may go away. You sit down, you order your food on a kiosk or ahead of time, and you get there, you tell them what table you're at, and they bring you your food. And this could be fast food, or it could even be a nice restaurant. And eventually that's what's going to happen. So automation is where I think it's going. And from what I'm reading and articles, but I don't know how to really teach automation and where we need to head for that. It's new. It's a new problem.
Right. Okay. So I think we need to, So I think what this is great. I mean, it's not great, but these are the kind of questions we want to start to ask. We want to start to lift up. So that's one that you had talked about earlier. I appreciate you saying it again. And we're going to, we're keeping all this information so that we can think about, the kinds of questions we need to keep asking, because they're going to come up. So thank you, Laura. I know you have to go. Yeah.
I have six people waiting for me in a group session. I got to go. Six young
Thank
people.
You
Thank
okay.
you.
Right, bye-bye. Take care. Other questions about the future. Elizabeth, you want to say a word about what you had sort of talked about in your introductory comments, your question, how you phrased it? You're muted.
So when you think about this stimulus package and, what's happening with unemployment in 40 states are bumping up the unemployment by $600. And really, point that was just made, this is not going to be temporary for some people. This is going to be, permanent in some way, with some jobs going. So I think we need to be really looking at the whole issue of safety net. And we haven't, it's been the same sort of, sort of protocols with unemployment for a long time now, when the world has completely shifted.
Yeah. Thank you. I think, the way that I'm seeing it right now, just these two questions that we just lifted up, I kind of put them in two buckets: what's next and who's next? And thinking about other thoughts or questions or even what are you thinking about? What concerns do you have? How are we all going to stay connected in a world that maybe is going to change the way we connect? That's something else I think about a lot. Other questions, other things that keep you up at night. Anybody want to chime in? Anybody have the answers?
One of the things that we've done in Detroit for a long time are small groups, big groups together, workshops, talking through resume writing, talking through networking. In Detroit, for sure, that's not happening for a long time. And we're really starting to shift to a webinar model. We're going to be launching a webinar, weekly webinar to bi-weekly webinars, really pushing it out onto Facebook, where we know the technology is there and it's accessible. And we're going to start with things that are really relevant for today, and we're going to start moving into back into some version of going back into helping people write resumes in a group setting, sharing that information. But I don't see us having groups together for a while. and we're trying to address that in any way we can and try to make it accessible as our goal today is just simply to stay in touch with people. We're not seeing anybody, virtually anybody, coming to us looking for assistance with employment and work. What we're seeing is people struggling through the unemployment process here in Michigan, which has been, we went from like 3.5% unemployment up to over 20% in a matter of weeks. And the systems are all really overloaded. While we can't help people get through that unemployment process, we can help them set themselves up for what the future is going to be. When employers start rehiring, when furloughs are lifted, people that have been temporarily laid off are able to go back, hopefully, to the job they have, or if not, when they're ready to start looking for work, our goal here in Detroit is to get them set for being first in line, not waiting for the last minute, which is sort of our natural reaction, but to say, these are the three or four things you can do right now so that when employers start to open back up, you're ready for that interview, you've got your stuff set up, you've got your references lined up, you're networking already now, so that you're ready to go. And that's what our goal is, and we're going to be doing a lot of this by webinar, like I said, and connecting with our Michigan Works offices and a variety of other relationships we have in the area.
Yeah, thank you. I also think, I mean, I think it feels like it's even a bigger question. And I think, Elizabeth, you were getting to this, which is it's going to be a different landscape. It's going to be a very different landscape for a lot of different people. And we don't know what that is. I am going to share with you when the follow up for this, some articles. Many of you may remember that we have had Ofer Sharon come on to our calls, and David Bluestein has been part of the work that we've all been doing and studying, and both of them have been very involved in the latest conversations around what are we thinking about the future, both in terms of, you know, our work as career professionals and also the economy. And so I'm going to share a couple of articles that they've written. Ofer Sharon just had one in the Atlantic just this past weekend, I think it was. And so I will pass those along to you so you can just begin to, raise those questions too, because I think these are deep, really deep questions about what we're in for that are, and how's it going to affect the way we do our work.
And one thing I wanted to add is what the impact all of this will have on older workers, and whether or not there is the potential for another layer of discrimination in the sense that older workers, at least from what we know now, or older people are at risk, more at risk for testing positive and having more serious outcomes. And a friend of mine was in a bank recently, and someone that she was accustomed to seeing, they told her that, I guess he had some underlying health conditions, and so he was furloughed for that reason, an older person. So I think that's the other, it may not be spoken. I mean, we've already had the Lieutenant Governor of Tennessee saying that older adults maybe should be dying for the country to keep the economy open. So he actually said it. And it is, you know, how much of that will be part of what, you know, some of your older clients are dealing with.
Yeah, pretty frightening, yeah. Thank you. I think I don't know if I can also share this. The Economic Policy Institute just had some information about the effect of this, what's going on the older worker. So I'll share that as well. Make a note to do that. So before we wrap, any other thoughts or questions about this kind of larger? I know it's a big one, but we have our trying to think about these different. Areas to focus on. We have to focus on ourselves, which we tried to do today a little bit. We have to focus on our programs and our, what we're all doing. And then we have to think about, what does it all mean for the long term? So that's kind of what we're trying to get to today in a little bit of a, in just over an hour, to at least lift these things up. I hope we're going to continue these conversations. Our next call is on May 13th. And we do have someone scheduled to speak, but we're going to kind of play it by ear a little bit, to be honest, and sort of see what's going on in the world, because it's so moment by moment that, you know, we're happy to have Georgiana, who is going to come and speak with us about the impact of university prestige in the recruitment and employment process. She's done some research on that, but if we feel like that might be able to hold for a bit and we can talk about some other things that are a little bit more pressing, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. Final thoughts, comments, anybody want to say something that they didn't have a chance to say before we sign off for today?
Hi, it's Lisa from Buffalo. I wanted to say that I really try to keep people anchored, and myself, but I really try to keep people anchored by acknowledging the uncertainty and how uncertain they're feeling about things. But additionally, that the whole world is uncertain. So in that way, we are in it together, and there are a lot of things that are out of our control. The things that we can control are the things that we control, like our self-concept, our self-preparedness. I think there's a lot of worry about what it's going to be, but for most of us and for most of our job seekers, that we don't control. So if we work on the things that we can, we're going to be better prepared to respond to whatever this is going to be afterwards. So again, I try to tell myself that every day, and I understand it. It does give me some solace, but also I think it helps my clients refocus on the task at hand. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, Lisa, I think that's a perfect way to end. So thank you for your thoughts, and thank you all for participating, and continue to join us and have your colleagues share this with your colleagues and let us know what you're thinking. We will stay in touch with you all, and be well, stay safe, and take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
everyone. Thanks. Have a great day.
Hey there.
Hey.
thank you for joining.
Yeah, no, I said, oh yeah, I want to get on that. That was good.
Yeah.
And I think people are needing very much the, you know, even with, I think we're also getting zoomed out, you know, as we're doing all, but I, you know, it's what we have, and it is, you know, keeping us, connected.